Good morning. As we've heard, this Sunday is the Sunday of Christ the King, and that's how the Church of England sort of themes it. And so I thought that this morning I'd start off just by telling you a little bit about my King. My King has many names, but I like to call him Lamb of God. My King is more powerful than any other king or ruler. My King has an unearthly kingdom. Difficult to get that one out. Unearthly kingdom. My King is king even though his father is still king. My King was and is a person like me. My King died for me. My King is alive again for me. My King has made me clean. My King knows and calls me by name. My King serves me, and I hopefully serve him. My King lives in me with his Father. My King fills me with his power. My King will return to this earth. And my King will create a new universe. So, do you recognize my King? I hope he's your king too. I know he is for some of you. Most of you, perhaps. John said this about our King: the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You know, our King wasn't afraid to leave the security of heaven and to set aside the security of his royal power. How many kings do you know who do that? He came to a realm that he did not control or rule. To a journey that would inevitably lead to death, the death of a sacrifice. And as Abraham said to his son 2,000 years before the crucifixion, thereabouts, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And God the Father sent Jesus, and Jesus hung on the cross as a sacrifice for all our sins. How many kings do you know who have done that? And how many kings do you know who would do that today? And how many kings do you know who were crowned by their torturers with crowns of thorns? And how many kings do you know who died with a sign above their head saying, King of the Jews? I only know of the one Jesus, one Saviour, one King, our King, King of Kings. Our King took upon himself on the cross the sin of the world, past, present, and future. And the first letter of John says this: Jesus Christ, the righteous one, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Our King has taken our sins and they are no more. They are gone. And we have no bad spiritual debt. Our King has set us free to serve him. Our King has removed the foulness that meant we could never enter the kingdom of heaven. And he has paid the debt for us to enter. And he has ensured that we can stand before God the Father, his Father, as his adopted family and as his children. Isn't that fantastic? I think. And of course, our King rose from the dead, didn't he? How many kings do you know that have done that? And even after he'd risen from the dead, he didn't leave the earth for 40 days. The earth that had rejected him. He stuck around for 40 days and prepared his disciples to build the church and to receive the promised Holy Spirit. Only then did our King return to his Father's side and claim his royal throne. Our King is a King who serves us. Our King is a servant King. And he came to serve us. He came to teach us how to serve. And then he sent us the power to do it. Isn't that amazing? This is how you do it. And here's the power to do it. What a saviour and what a king. Before his crucifixion, Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders." So our King's kingdom is not of this world, but then neither are we people of this world. Because when Jesus entered our hearts, we entered the kingdom of our King. We entered the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus said to his disciples, "You do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world." And in his prayer before the crucifixion in John's Gospel, he prayed to his Father, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of it." We are not of the world. We are of the kingdom of heaven. We are the people of King Jesus. And we are his people in the world here to serve as he served, to sacrifice as he sacrificed, if necessary, to give as he gave, so that others will come into the kingdom of heaven as we have come. We of the kingdom of heaven are truly privileged, for our King knows us intimately by name. Our King is not remote from us. He doesn't sit on a throne in a cloud in heaven, like you see on the Philadelphia advert. Our King is living in our hearts and filling us with his Spirit. Our King is in our midst now, dressing us in royal robes as children of God and leading us as a shepherd, calling us from the front. And Jesus also said of us in the prayer before his crucifixion, "I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." Our King wants us to follow his example. and to be holy in the world. He wants his kingship to spill out into the world through us. Isn't that remarkable? He wants us to overflow with his kingship into the world. We are to shine like a city set on a hill in the darkness, and like a light on a light stand. We have to spill out into the world his kingdom. When Jesus returned to heaven, the book of Revelation paints a picture for us of his kingship. It says, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." How our King is praised in heaven, and praised not just for himself, but for what he has done for us. "You are worthy because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God." What a king, eh? What a king. The Apostle Paul tells us in his letter to the church in Thessalonians, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God." It's one description of how our King is going to return. It will be unmissable and unavoidable, an unavoidable event. You won't have to make an appointment to go. You won't be able to say you can't go. It will be unavoidable. When our King brings his kingly power back to earth. And we have laid out for us in Revelation 21 how it will then be. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." Our King will renew the universe, and his kingdom will have no end. And this bit that we all know from Christmas will be said. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and of peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. And the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. What a king we have. I do really, really hope this morning and pray that he is your king too. Amen.